Thank you, Charlie. Let's talk about oil for a moment. Oil was $104 a barrel, then $105, but I have an idea, and I'll spell it out. First, though, this message from Charles Osgood. Everyone knows the economic numbers aren't looking good, but we mustn't get discouraged. Anthony Mason, CBS business correspondent, tell people when their homes are going to start appreciating again.
The housing market probably won't start to come back before 2010.
What about the stock market?
No one is looking at a bottom at this market right now. We haven't seen it yet. It's going to take a while, probably into next year.
Golly, I didn't mean to depress everybody first thing in the morning. Let's just pause here for a moment and play something uplifting, okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you, South Carolina.
Okay, much better. So, homes are down, stocks are down, oil and gas are way up. Are we going to let this affect our lifestyle if a tank of gas ends up costing $150? Are we really? When was that stock market going to bounce back again?
It's going to take a while.
You know, maybe it's not too late to start worrying about the cute penguins and the cuddly polar bears. The way I look at it, even if the idea of man-made global warming is some socialist European mind control, it'd be a great excuse to make the world think we're riding the bus voluntarily, that it's because we want to join the rest of the world in the fight against climate change. Because otherwise, except for the winners of the free gas for a year contest at the local radio station, most of us are going to have to drive less because we can't afford the gas, which is, what's the word? Humiliating. Actually, it may be too late. If we start buying bus passes now, the world will know it's not about saving the earth. It's because OPEC sucked us dry. So it's pass the gas and damn the cost and show the world we won't be jerked around by Al Gore, just by Hugo Chavez and King Abdullah. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, March 7th, 2008.